Imagine a world where organizations function as vibrant social movements rather than rigid hierarchies, where employees are partners rather than subordinates, and where purpose, not profit, drives every business decision. This is the radical vision of UnBoss, a management philosophy transforming companies worldwide. While conventional management texts gather dust, UnBoss has become essential reading for forward-thinking leaders from Silicon Valley to Scandinavia. Even Barack Obama reportedly kept a copy on his nightstand during his presidency. Why? Because we're experiencing a profound transformation of work itself, yet most organizations remain trapped in an industrial mindset growing more obsolete daily. The conventional Western company, built on hierarchical control, departmental silos, and shareholder primacy, is failing both economically and spiritually. Job satisfaction plummets while growth stagnates. People crave purpose, not just paychecks. The UnBossed organization offers a radical alternative, functioning more like a social movement than a traditional company. Every stakeholder becomes a partner in a purpose-driven mission that generates greater value while offering more opportunities for wealth creation and customized roles. Today's narrow focus on return on investment has created a cynical capitalism obsessed with money and power. But this is changing. As Benjamin Franklin wisely noted, organizations do well by doing good. A principle made even more relevant in our social media era, where ethical behavior gains immediate visibility and reward. Organizations operate on unwritten assumptions that pass through generations, forming an invisible architecture that shapes decision-making. The most fundamental assumption defines a company's identity. We are in the X market, providing Y product to Z customers. When these assumptions become misaligned with reality, as with Kodak's insistence on physical photographs while digital photography revolutionized the industry, they become fatal barriers to success. In business, people typically divide into knowers and learners. Knowers believe they possess all the answers, while learners maintain an open mindset, asking questions and showing interest in others' perspectives. Today's rapidly evolving environment demands the learner's approach, as no individual can possess all answers in our interconnected marketplace. The historical assumption of inherent employer-employee conflict has become increasingly obsolete. In today's business landscape, power dynamics have shifted, as jobs have become more complex, specialized, and knowledge-based. Software developers, data scientists, and creative professionals are now indispensable strategic assets with multiple employment options and significant influence on company direction. Tomorrow's leader differs from today's conventional boss with status symbols. The UnBoss earns their mandate from below by giving employees compelling reasons to follow them. Five changes making traditional bosses obsolete. Employees demanding individual treatment, knowledge-based work, success requiring adaptation rather than cost-cutting, the need to integrate diverse technologies, and cross-organizational collaboration. The UnBoss is motivated by organizational purpose. While most companies know what they do and how they do it, understanding why inspires staff, boosts productivity, and attracts customers. The UnBoss ensures everyone sees how their work contributes to the larger goal, like bricklayers knowing they're building a cathedral, not just laying bricks. In traditional companies, employees work for their boss. The UnBoss creates a community working for a shared purpose. The UnBoss's network quotient, their ability to build relationships and utilize collective intelligence, is crucial. Unlike IQ measuring individual skills, NQ expresses a group's combined intelligence. The UnBoss's greatest challenge is stepping aside to let employees lead, because nobody is smarter than everybody else. Wikipedia demonstrates how rejecting traditional hierarchies creates extraordinary value. With just 30 paid employees and millions of volunteers, Wikipedia replaced Britannica in under a decade, showing what happens when collective intelligence focuses on shared purpose. The unlimited organization builds on shared passion, involves anyone who shares the purpose, relies on internal motivation, uses loosely structured self-regulatory networks, and operates primarily in virtual space. It requires passion because motivating volunteers is impossible when focused solely on shareholder value. Collaborative companies must tell compelling stories about improving lives. People don't care about water pumps, they care about providing clean water for everyone. Such purpose-driven narratives attract volunteers, researchers, and government agencies who sympathize with your cause. While conventional businesses focus on extrinsic motivation like money, intrinsic motivation stems from employees' desire to make positive differences. For Western workers whose basic needs are met, intrinsic motivation proves far more effective. As Daniel Pink shows, people accomplish amazing things when driven by a desire to make a difference. The future belongs to companies with purpose beyond profit. Organizations like Apple, Google, and Lego operate for reasons that transcend financial gain-making. Making products for those who think differently, organizing the world's information, and inspiring tomorrow's builders. Purpose-driven, unlimited companies create societal value through their core business, not just charitable donations. They break barriers, involve people broadly, favor experimentation over analysis, and choose collaboration over confrontation. In today's world, a company's legitimacy depends on ethical practices. Purpose provides legitimacy when mistakes become instantly visible globally, makes work more meaningful than serving anonymous shareholders, and motivates employees. Oticon exemplifies this transformation, shifting from near bankruptcy to market leader by redefining its purpose from leader in hearing technology to help people live the life they want with the hearing they have. This change made employees more customer-focused and proud, driving sales up 21% annually and profits by 40% from 1991-2000. Leaders like W.L. Gore and Ricardo Semler recognized how hierarchies impede value creation. Traditional hierarchies kill good ideas when bosses miss their potential. An unbossed company enables people to contribute based on accomplishment rather than position. The functional hierarchy was designed for industrial production, where predictability mattered most. But these outdated principles no longer serve today's knowledge-intensive world. In the unbossed structure, all work becomes projects, with designated managers responsible for completion. Even small companies might have 50-plus concurrent projects, ranging from canteen operations to product development. The system self-regulates as employees choose projects matching their skills and motivation. Profession managers maintain professional standards, while employees select their projects. They ensure quality and support professional development across the organization. The third dimension focuses on well-being through employee-chosen mentors who inspire, listen, and provide tools for excellent work. The most valuable corporate contribution is creating genuine customer value through sustainable products, making social responsibility integral to business. Unbossed companies naturally operate with three bottom lines: financial, environmental, and social, driven by their purpose. In unbossed organizations, purpose becomes the primary motivator, with money emerging as a byproduct of value creation. This shifts motivation from external to internal as people work to make a difference, eliminating the need for excessive reporting. The traditional middle manager is becoming extinct. Modern leaders create conditions for success rather than controlling work. Tomorrow's successful middle managers will excel at building networks, facilitating collaboration, and creating psychological safety. Doing good is ultimately the best way to make money. Truly sustainable businesses create things that matter. Organizations embracing the unbossed philosophy won't merely survive, they'll lead toward a more purposeful future. The question isn't whether your organization will transform, but whether you'll lead the change as leadership redefines itself for the 21st century.